the other thing that I think bears mentioning as well, and again, Dr. Kennedy was a pioneer in the notion of understanding time and force in a way that did not create iatrogenic rebound in a patient, which is very common. A lot of the physical therapists early in the day when they tried to traction low backs, they did it in the wrong position and they did it with too much force. And the understanding that the disc, it, being the toughest ligament in the human body, was injured due to endpoint shearing and stress, i.e. a biomechanical or dynamic instability, to not understand that the underlying instability was the problem and not identify the disc as a site, not a source, can lead you to an erroneous conclusion that decompression is some magical answer for the disc problem. It's not. If you don't address the underlying instability, you have almost no chance of really serving that patient appropriately. And again, technique teaches us this, not to just look at the site of the disc, but to also look at the instability to offer a cure, not just another palliative treatment.